It's Good News with Gary, featuring University of Akron President Gary L. Miller.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited today to have with me Sylvester Houston, who works at the university in a very unique role. Sylvester's title is Behavioral Health Campus Coordinator, a position that's based in our School of Social Work and funded by the County of Summit Alcohol, Drug, Addiction, and Mental Health Board, which is known as the ADM. Sylvester's a UA alumnus who has a master's degree in social work, and we're especially excited to have him with us today. And I'm very interested to talk to him about not only his role, but also what he thinks the impact of that will be and what we can do to help him in his role. So welcome.
Thank you.
Sylvester, glad to have you here with me.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You went to school. Tell us about your education first.
Okay. So I first started off at Stark State College and got my associate's degree there. And then I went to Malone University and I got my bachelor's in social work there. And I also got licensed there. Took some breaks off, took a little bit of time, and then I came back to the University of Akron and I finished up my master's work there. Done a little work in community behavior health, private practice, and now I'm here at the university doing some macro social work.
Are you from this area?
I am not from this area. I'm from the Stark County area, but I like to travel, so I've been in Akron and Stark County my whole life.
Fantastic. So I'm really interested in this new role, and can you tell us a little bit about it and why it's so important for the university and the community?
So this is a very, very cool role, and it's very exciting. It's absolutely brand new. It is the brainchild of Amy Wade, the executive director at the ADM board. So my role involves several different things. So the first thing my role involves is recruiting for the behavioral health force in Summit County. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going out to local high schools and other institutions, you know, just trying to get people in the field. The next thing about the role is really, really cool is because the university and the ADM board have actually partnered up to offer 6 scholarships to the students here.
Great.
So there are going to be 3 scholarships for our BSAW students and then 3 scholarships for our master's students. And those scholarships are going to end up paying for the last 2 years while they're in field practice.
That's fantastic. So how did you get involved in this?
It was just kind of by luck. So I was doing some things. I was doing some adjunct teaching, working in private practice down in Stark County. I'm very active on LinkedIn and I kind of just went through and I saw the university was hiring and I like exploring and doing new things. And I've never really done macro social work or it's been while I've done some of my undergrad, and so I thought, hey, let's give it a try, and here I am.
So is there a shortage of providers in mental health?
There is a massive provider of mental health providers right now. That's just not social work. It's social work, it's counseling, it's a whole entire field. Our field is in a very big shortage right now. I think I was in a couple of meetings ago, and I know Governor Mike DeWine is considering our field critical because of how low the numbers actually are right now.
Why is that?
I think a lot of it had to do with COVID, and I can't speak too much on counseling, but I can talk about social work. I think social work numbers are a little low right now because I think there are some misconceptions about the field. One misconception about the social work field is that we have low pay. Now, one thing I always tell my students and my recruits, this is definitely not a field that you're going to get in and you're going to be driving Ferraris and different things like that. But it's definitely a field where you can live comfortably. But there is a myth out there that social workers don't get paid that much money. And the second myth is a lot of people think the only thing that we can do is work for Jobs and Child Services and we're going to come and take your kids. Another huge myth, because actually the social work degree is one of the most diverse degrees that you can get within the mental health field.
What else can you do with a social work?
You can do case management. You can work in politics, you can teach, you can work in private practice, you can work in community behavior health, you can run community behavior health centers. So the degree is very vast in what you can do.
Yeah, and I think our social work program is very strong and growing.
Well, our social work program is doing very, very good right now. I believe that we have over $2 million of external funding that we have received as a department that we're going to be able to give to students and offer resources to the community of Summit County. So there's a lot of good things for Akron youth students in the social work program right now.
Yeah, I think Dr. McGarriger's been doing a great job.
Oh, he's been hitting home runs over there.
Outside money, it's really
the things he's been putting together, you know, the collaboration him and Amy Wade had for this, you know, it's a really awesome opportunity for me. And I feel like it's going to be very good, not only for the university, but for Summit County also, because it's going to help get some of those behavior health fields filled in the area. And not only is going to do that, it's going to show the university, the students at the university, you know, a social worker, they can get a career field, they can support themselves.
So what does success look like, kind of just starting this program?
So success for me would be to have our first year students graduate and stay within Summit County. So to have those first six students graduate successfully and to stay within Summit County. after that, I would like to see the program, you know, expand. Now, I know that all has to tie in the funding and, you know, different situations right. like that. But I like to think in big pictures, you know what I mean? So like in a couple of years, I would hope that, you know, we have 6 students now, you know, maybe we can double the size of the program to 12.
So do you involve yourself at all in national social work programs and the narrative about social work around the country?
Funny that you say that. So yes, I do. And we actually were just accepted for the National Association of Social Workers Conference in Washington, D.C.
Oh, great.
So we're going to be down there, I think in June, actually presenting on my role that I'm doing in the community and how universities and ADM boards and different things like that can kind of collaborate to help one another out in the community and bring back more behavioral health workers.
So you think this is kind of a unique role nationally?
From my understanding, I know that this is the only role in Ohio like this. I cannot speak nationally, but I don't think that there's any role out there nationally like this where, because it's a partner role. So I work for the university, but I'm funded by the ADM board. So it's really, really cool. So I get to do all the things with the university and the ADM board. So there's a lot of good things that I get to go out and do. And, you know, having that partnership with the board and the school, you know, allows me to go out and talk to a lot of good people, get a lot of good reactions.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about the universities. You can be models for other universities and other communities.
Yes.
I really appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us today and really wish you luck on your position. I will keep me abreast.
We definitely will. And thank you for having me today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great partnership. Before I go, I want to offer my congratulations to some special Zips athletic teams. Our women's swimming and diving program won its 10th Mid-American Conference Championship in 11 years. What a tremendous milestone for Coach Brian Parisi and the Zips. The men's basketball team made its 6th appearance in the NCAA tournament after winning the MAC championship. Congratulations to Coach Gross for an exciting victory over Kent State in the MAC title game. Thank you to all UAA student athletes and athletic staff members for serving as ambassadors for the entire university and to all the Zips fans for their support. Please join me again soon for another Good News with Gary podcast. And of course, go Zips!